You know, it sounds like you're one of those incurable diseases. You got NPV. NPV is like a terminal illness for our republic, is what that is. NPV, National Popular Virus. It's a rejection of the founder's vision of establishing a representative republic and the rejection of a direct democracy. Yeah. Yeah, I'm just trying to sort it all out. Because national popular vote, it just puts people in charge who should not be in charge of my election. Let me just make it that simple for you. I'll make it that simple for you. They should not be in charge of my state. That's why we have it the way it is. That's why James Madison is so brilliant, along with the other founders, of course, who did things and created things that, you know, we have not been able to do better. And so, like the professor said, anytime he thinks they've made a mistake, he goes and he reads the Federalist Papers for a while and goes, oh, now I understand. That's why they did that. Yeah, that's why they did that and that and that. Let's see here. A lot of other things going on right now. A lot of other things going on. The supply chain is all fouled up, as you know, and Pete Buttigieg took a vacation. Took a vacation. Sure he did. Of course he did. Took a vacation. He did not birth a child. I'm just going to, you know, and here's the deal. So I appreciate the fact that he got 2 months old, 2 months off, and so did his husband. It's nice if you can get that. He says everybody should have that. 2 months. Paid. By whom? By you? You see, I'm telling you, two strangers go and have a child. Two strangers fool around. Whether they have a child or not, it's your responsibility. If they want an abortion, you get to pay for that. If they have a child, you get to pay for that on infinitum forever. So you've got that going on. Yeah, it's... Well, it's just wrong is what it is. It's just wrong. Congressman Tony Gonzalez makes it clear the Remain in Mexico policy is coming back. If you didn't know that, the Remain in Mexico policy coming back. He says that's good news that the Biden administration finally admits that they have to admit that they are wrong. But they blew it. It's bite number nine. I want you to hear this. Bite number nine. Go.
Yeah, no, myself and many of my Republican colleagues have been pushing to reinstate the Trump policies.
We don't have that.
The remaining
bite number nine not operating properly for us here. Had a couple of technical difficulties. It's okay. We'll get through it. We will. If you missed it here moments ago, Colin Powell has passed away. Former Secretary of State, former Chair of the Joint Chiefs, 84 years old. And it's okay. 84 years old, died of complications from COVID-19. He was a pivotal role in the administration of then George W. Bush during his presidency, 43rd president. A remarkable and loving husband, father, grandfather, great American, his family said in a statement, adding that he was fully vaccinated. We want to thank the medical staff at Walter Reed National Medical Center for their caring treatment. You know, and he's been in, I would say, I've seen him a number of times in recent years since he was 80. Looked to be in very good health. First black Secretary of State. He served in George Bush's cabinet from 2001 to 2005. Most notably, the tumultuous years following the September 11th terrorist attacks. But what's sad about this is it. His family said that he was fully vaccinated for COVID. And he died of complications related to COVID anyway. And there's the disappointment of the vaccines. Maybe this is the highest profile person to die from the illness who's fully vaccinated. If that's not a sad commentary on the state of affairs, That doesn't get people's attention. Say, hey, fully vaccinated and dies anyway. The viciousness of the vaccine or the virus is notable. And I'll say this about Colin Powell. Not heavy. You know, not somebody I would consider heavy. Some of the other pre-existing conditions don't seem to be there. We'll find out more as we go forward, but I am surprised. First of all, I was surprised to see that he was 84. I didn't realize he was. And that's why I said he looked so good. Didn't realize he was 84. Because I've seen him a couple of times, you know, in the last couple of years. 84. And a man who gave service to this country for his entire life. Colin Powell dead at 84, complications from COVID-19, and we'll see where it goes. Meanwhile, speaking of former secretaries, Secretary Robert Gates slams Joe Biden again. He said he was wrong on everything on 60 Minutes back in 2014. I think he's gotten a lot wrong. Every one of Ronald Reagan's military programs to contest the Soviet Union, the first Gulf War, even pointed their differences regarding Afghanistan during the Obama administration. Biden made a mistake in Afghanistan in the way he handled the withdrawal. No question, when I hear we could have, should have continued the so-called low-grade effort in Afghanistan at low risk to our service members at low cost. Anyhow, Robert Gates, now 78. Yeah, lives on the West Coast in Washington State to get as far away from Washington, D.C. as possible. Yeah. I can imagine. Quick break, some final thoughts after this. See it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.